Well, today we're going to reacquaint with an old friend. Riley Smith is with us. Riley is a graduate of Griswold High School, most recently a graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, and he is early on in his broadcast career now, working for the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, which you can hear right here on KJAN. Riley, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. It's been a little bit of a busy day in the office, but you know, what more can you ask for when it comes to ag news?
Hey, you wanted this career, buddy. You got it.
Yeah, I'm getting what I signed up for in full.
That's right. You know, it's funny. I still remember sitting, helping judge an ag communications project, a broadcast project through the FFA. I think it was a district meet, and you were there. And then I remember going up to Kevin, your advisor at the time, and Kevin Blair at Griswold, and asking him, hey, do you think this is a guy that I might be able to talk into working part-time in radio? And it seems like it wasn't that long ago, but you've had quite a journey from there.
Yeah, it really doesn't seem like it was long ago. And there's actually even more to that bit of the story. So it started off, you know, I had really no idea of radio as like a career or anything. And I was in speech my sophomore year of high school, I think. Maybe it was freshman year that this actually started. And our coach, Mrs. Nancy Platt, was really just convincing me. She's like, you got to try the radio contest. And I was like, I guess I'll give it a shot. So I did a few reads. Did that, and she's like, oh, you know, please do the contest this year. So I did it, and I performed well there. And after performing well in that, Mr. Blair was like, all right, you're doing ag radio next year. I didn't get a choice in that. I was like, oh, okay. And it was actually sub-districts that you were judging, and we were hosting. And I remember I felt pretty good about the contest. And then that contest was either on a Thursday or a Friday, because I remember after the weekend, that next Monday, Mr. Blair's like, hey, you want a job at KJN? I was like, well, I guess, you know, why not? Let's give it a shot. And, you know, it went from there. At first, I really wasn't too concerned about a career or anything at that point. But after, I think, a year of working with you guys, you know, I started to realize, like, I think I can combine agriculture with this. And lo and behold, here we are now.
I may not have talent, but I can recognize it, and we were able to cultivate a nice relationship there, and we look back fondly on the time that you spent here working part-time for us, not only in high school, but if I remember right, I think you did some work in the summertime and things when you were back from college as well, and it just seemed like, you know, the progress was there, and your interest was always there, and being able to mix two things that you love is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I mean, that was, growing up, I knew I always wanted to be in agriculture in some form. But as I got older, I realized I didn't really want to farm. And, you know, it just wasn't in the cards for me. And I was looking for something to do. And I was thinking, like, you know, agricultural engineering, I remember, was at the top of my list for a while, which, thank goodness, I didn't go into that. But, just that the stars aligned, really, because I never would have thought about radio before that. And then doing radio for a while with you guys, it just brought it together, and everything clicked at the right time. And Northwest had just started offering a agricultural media degree, and it seemed just right. And it, real quick, I knew it was exactly what I wanted to do.
Yeah, sometimes things just kind of work out for you. It's a little scary, you know, when you're at that point. You kind of have a feel for what you want to do, but then you've got to convince somebody to let you do that. And, you know, those jobs are competitive. So how were you able to work out this arrangement with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network?
Well, Northwest has always been really great about getting their students to a job, you know, pretty much right away after college. And I remember I was just in one of my audio editing classes, and professor told me about an opportunity that he heard of for, it was just a job posting for the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and they mentioned that Brent Barnett was one of the workers there, and that he was an alumni of Northwest, and so, you know, I thought it would be a good chance to reach out there and see if I can maybe get an internship at first. Because I wasn't quite ready for a job yet. I still had another semester of college to go through. And we worked things out. I spent last summer with them, you know, doing pretty much exactly what I do now, but on a lesser scale. And, it was another one of those things that just kind of, it happened. I was in the right place at the right time. And I really think it was meant to work out that way.
You know, Riley, we talk a lot to students, and one of the things I tell them, I probably told you more than once too, is that, you know, keep the business cards, keep names, keep an idea of, you know, shake hands and remember the people that you meet, because networking is a big part of this industry too, and you never know when those relationships will come in handy. Did that work out kind of that way for you then?
Oh, absolutely. I was aware of the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, obviously, from working at KJN and then going to the state fair and seeing that they had a booth there and everything. And I do have an old business card from them from the state fair. And it was just always in the back of my mind. And even more important than getting business cards from someone is making sure they have yours too. And whether or not that's actually a business card or you just give them your name and a contact, getting your foot in the door and making them think about you is 100% the best way to get calls back and then, get to a job eventually.
Well, I know you can become more valuable to a company the more versatile you are, the more skills that you bring to the table. And I was looking at your bio there online on the network's website, and it looks like they have you doing quite a few different things.
Yeah, versatility is probably something I focus on, or one of the things I focus on the most, just in my general skill set. Up here at the network, my official title is a digital editor and reporter. And that really just means I do a lot of content editing for them up here. We just started a new program recently called Ag Matters PM. It's a daily video project. And, every day we record segments for that. We put our video news stories that we usually post to YouTube anyways. Then we have a market recap, weather. And then since I was able to bring some skills that I got with Adobe Premiere Pro from classes that I took at Northwest, they kind of realized that this was the opportunity to get that project started. So we do a lot of that video stuff now. And we're trying to get more into video now that we have, I've brought those video skills here. And then I'm, of course, doing radio segments. Like you said, you heard me in the morning. And then we post our five news stories in the morning on the website every day. So, I'm kind of a little bit of a journalist, a little bit of an interviewer, a little bit of radio host, a little bit of TV producer. So a lot of stuff I'm doing up here, but, variety is the spice of life. So it keeps me entertained, I would say.
Now, you are in central Iowa, but are you stuck in a studio? Do you get to get out and cover some actual events now and again?
Yeah, so I'm not really stuck in the studio at all. In fact, last night I was just out at the World Food Prize Hall of Laureates. There were delegates from China and then ag leaders from Iowa and the U.S. All gathered in that little hall. It's an old Des Moines Public Library. And, I got out and about, and it was a really big event to go to. And those are the things that I think are probably among the most fun to do here. I've been out the Food Bank of Iowa doing coverage. We go to the state fair. We go to the Farm Progress Show. And being out in the field and being able to cover these stories in person and really show what agriculture is like in Iowa is honestly got to be the best part of this job.
Absolutely. Well, we have some video program, cooperative programs that we do, providing a video channel and opportunities to students in the Griswold and Cam and Riverside and Exira Elkhorn districts, as well as some others a little further up north. But we talk all the time with these youngsters about some of the opportunities and just being able to learn how to express yourself a little bit more succinctly and distinctly and be able to bring a story home and how much that can mean to you, whether you do broadcasting for a career or not. Would you say that's an opportunity that you would have loved to have had, that that's invaluable to these youngsters?
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I was in college, I don't know if it was my freshman or sophomore year, when I saw that you guys were really kicking off that project, I was just like, dang, I wish we would have had that when I was in high school, because getting into college and doing that video stuff made me really realize how much I like editing. And, just to have that bit of variety, we talked about variety already in your high school, and then just to have that opportunity and take it. It's one thing for schools to offer all these things for you to do, but you got to do them. And this is one of those opportunities where you can add a lot of variety to your resume, add more to your toolkit. And like you said, even if you're not going to be a broadcaster, the skills you get from speaking on air and being composed and just being a good speaker in general, that applies to every single career that you're ever going to go for.
Absolutely. Well, Riley, I've been doing this for 30-plus years, so my advice gets a little stale at times, but you've been doing it just a few months. But still, some advice for some of the youngsters out there who are thinking about maybe getting involved and not, like you said, not wanting to farm necessarily, but wanting to stay close to it and maybe kind of expand their horizons a bit. What advice would you give them?
I would definitely say to don't be too narrow with what you want to do later on. You know, always be open to the possibilities. Like I said, when I was in high school, early high school, trying to think of what I wanted to do afterwards, radio didn't cross my mind at all. And then I took a few opportunities. You know, I did the contest. I took when you offered a part-time job. And even then, it took a year for me to realize that this was what I wanted to do. And, you know, not everybody will figure out what they want to do in high school necessarily. But even if as you go into high school and whether you go into college or not, make sure you take all of those opportunities that come to you, because you never know when you're going to find the thing that you want to do.
You bet. And we take a lot of pride in that, too. We've had a lot of success over the years with some of our high school part-time students. Some do it just as a job, but we've got some that have gone on and made a career out of it. And Riley would be the latest. And we wish you all the best with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. We'll keep our ears open and be listening for those reports that you'll hear on KJAN. Riley Smith, hey, good luck to you, buddy. Glad to hear you're having a lot of fun.
Yep. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on.